Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
In this salute to legends, in this episode, we review the Hall of Fame career of San Francisco 49ers defensive lineman, the great Bryant Young, and his induction into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 2022. This story is coming up in just a moment.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. Your host, Darren Hayes, is podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So as we come out of the tunnel of the Sports History Network, let's take the field and go no huddle through the portal of positive gridiron history with PigskinDispatch.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at SportsHistoryNetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your portal to positive football history. And we love looking back at some of the greatest players to have ever played the game of football. And few have been so revered by their peers of the gridiron, not only for being a fearsome football player, but also for their kind and gentle spirit, as Bryant Young has been. He is a 2022 inductee into the Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio. And this is a special breed of person in the Pro Football Hall of Fame enshrining. Bryant Young definitely fits that category. Bryant has a unique football story, and we hope to enlighten the world to his greatness as a person, as well as the devastating defensive play that he presumed on the gridiron. Now, he was born January 27, 1972 in the Chicago Heights, Illinois area, and named Bryant Colby Young. He grew up there and graduated from Bloom Township High School. His parents were excellent role models for Young, as he watched them display kindness to others in a great Christian atmosphere that they presented. And this translated well to Bryant, who is an admitted social introvert. He is a devout Christian and credits God, his upbringing, and strong core of people around him, including his family, as the reasons that he lives such a good life. Now, after high school, Bryant attended the University of Notre Dame and played football for the Fighting Irish, playing along the defensive line. He was a pretty good D-tackle, too, as he ended up being a three-year starter for the Irish, lettering all 4 years from 1990 through 1993 season. For his junior season, he was an honorable mention All-American selection, as he garnered 7.5 sacks that year. He took it up a notch his following year as a senior, when Bryant Young was an All-American selection, registering 6.5 sacks and 67 total tackles just that senior season. He graduated from Notre Dame in 1994 with a major in marketing, and he is highly coveted by pro football teams when he graduated too, as he was selected as the 7th overall pick in the 1994 NFL draft. Bryant spent his entire career of the NFL with the San Francisco 49ers from 1994 to 2007, and Young won a Super Bowl with the Niners as a rookie during the 1994 season. And a lot of the credit of that title run goes to the performance of this youngster too. The Super Bowl 29 victory over the San Diego Chargers in 1994. Bryant had his finest statistical season in 1996, his third year in the league, recording 84 tackles, 11.5 sacks, and 4 passes defensed, along with 2 safeties scored, while earning his first trip to the Pro Bowl for the National Conference. Now, the low point, and yet a time to grow as a man and as a Christian, happened at this low point of his career, where Young suffered a devastating fractures to his tibia and fibula in 1998, ending his season after the 12th week of action. Just as he was leading all defensive tackles in the NFL in sacks that season. It was a Monday night matchup against the New York Giants in week 13 of the 98 season when the leg injuries occurred. Now, undeterred and through rigorous rehab, he regained his previous form in 1999 and tallied 11 sacks en route to the second Pro Bowl selection. Young was honored for this season when he was named the NFL Comeback Player of the Year for the 1999 season. Young would go on to be a 4-time Pro Bowl selection over the course of his NFL career. And when it was all said and done for his professional career, he had 208 appearances, registering totals of 605 combined tackles, 504 of those of the solo variety, 89.5 sacks, 11 forced fumbles, and 29 pass breakups. This sack total by Bryant was second all-time for the San Francisco 49ers franchise, only behind the late great defensive end Cedric Hardman, who posted 108 during his great Niners career. Now you can see August 6th, Bryant Young, as well as many of the other men that we've mentioned, will be enshrined into the Pro Football Hall of Fame August 6th, 2022 in Canton, Ohio, and their bronze bust will be presented to the world on stage as they take them in their gold jackets. You know, just a tremendous man, a tremendous player. You know, I followed him when he was at Notre Dame. I enjoyed his work as a pro, even though sometimes it was against my team. But he was just a brilliant pass rusher, brilliant defensive player, and a great role model for all kids, even to this day. Family suffered some really bad hardships. His son died at a young age through some disease, and he's fought his way through that. Now he's out there helping others do that. You know, he can relate to a lot of people that are losing loved ones or going through horrific injuries. I know he offered his former teammate Alex Smith quite a bit. Well, he wasn't his teammate, but another 49er franchise former player, Alex Smith, when he had that devastating leg injury a few years ago. Bryant Young was one of the ones that reached out to Alec and tried to give him some, you know, hope and serve as a role model to him and as a mentor and somebody he could talk to, because he's gone through a lot too. So what a great young man. What a great time in his family's life celebrating Bryant Young, Pro Football Hall of Famer. Hope you enjoyed this little bit of history on Bryant Young. Opened up some eyes. And that covers all of our 2022 Pro Football Hall of Fame entrants. We're going to have a special on that next week when we get closer to that. We'll represent all of those and rekindle those posts and podcasts so everybody can listen to them once again and read them for these great men going into Pro Football Hall of Fame this year. Till tomorrow, everybody, have a great Gridiron Day.
We're taking a peek over at the chains and the down marker. It's fourth and long. We're going to have to punt the ball and get on out of here, but we'll have another series tomorrow for your football history headlines, so be sure to tune in.
We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. PigskinDispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast. PigskinDispatch.com is a proud affiliate of the Sports History Network, the headquarters of sports yesteryear.
Hey there, football fans, this is Ross, the host of the Pigskin Tales podcast. I just need a few moments of your time to talk about the host of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, Darren Hayes. He's expanded the Pigpen to search out information on the history of all team sports. It's a quest to find out about the competitors, teams, and places chronicled throughout athletic history through the uniforms and gear the participants used and wore. And he is taking you, the listener, with him on this educational journey to preserve sports history on the Sports Jersey Dispatch, found here on the Sports History Network. His newest podcast, called Jersey Dispatch, is all based on the jerseys that all the greats used to wear. You can find Darren Hayes and the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, as well as Jersey Dispatch, on your favorite podcast provider multiple times each week. So remember that Darren Hayes, the host of the Pigskin Dispatch and Jersey Dispatch podcasts, is found right here on the Sports History Network.